This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. High-dose zinc supplements may create copper deficiency, warn nutrition experts. High-dose zinc supplementation without adequate copper intake creates a dangerous mineral imbalance that can lead to anemia, fatigue, and immune dysfunction, according to emerging evidence from nutritional biochemistry research. The two essential trace minerals compete for the same intestinal transport pathways, creating what experts describe as a supplement-induced deficiency paradox. 30:1 ratio of zinc to copper that triggers absorption interference. Daily mineral requirements versus common supplement doses. Recommended intake versus typical supplement amounts, milligrams per day. Zinc supplements, 30 milligrams zinc RDA men, 11 milligrams, zinc RDA WIM 8 milligrams, copper RDA 0.9 milligrams. Source U.S. Dietary Guidelines, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Competing minerals create absorption interference. Zinc and copper utilize the same metallothionein transport proteins in the small intestine, creating direct competition for absorption. When zinc intake exceeds 15 to 30 milligrams daily, copper absorption decreases significantly, according to research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The mechanism involves zinc-induced metallothionein synthesis, which binds copper and prevents its absorption into systemic circulation. This bound copper is subsequently lost during normal intestinal cell turnover, creating what researchers term competitive exclusion deficiency. Dr. Janet King, Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Sciences at UC Berkeley, has documented cases where zinc supplementation at 50 milligrams daily produced copper deficiency symptoms within 10 weeks. For comprehensive coverage of supplement interactions, see our pharmacy and prescribing updates. Clinical signs point to hidden deficiency. Copper deficiency manifests as anemia that fails to respond to iron supplementation, according to case series published in Blood. Patients typically present with fatigue, neutropenia, low white blood cell count, and neurological symptoms, including peripheral neuropathy. The condition often goes undiagnosed because copper levels are rarely tested in routine blood panels. Serum ceruloplasmin, the copper-carrying protein, provides a more reliable marker than serum copper alone, researchers note in nutrition research. Additional symptoms include impaired immune function, cardiovascular abnormalities, and connective tissue disorders. These effects reflect copper's role in lysyl oxidase, cytochrome C oxidase, and superoxide dismutase enzyme systems. Our clinical updates section provides ongoing coverage of trace mineral research. Optimal ratios support synergistic function. Both minerals function as cofactors in copper-zinc superoxide dismutase, the body's primary antioxidant defense enzyme, according to biochemical studies in free radical biology and medicine. This partnership extends to immune cell maturation, collagen synthesis, and neurotransmitter production. The World Health Organization recommends maintaining zinc-to-copper ratios between 8:1 and 12:1 for optimal physiological function. Supplementation ratios should mirror this balance, with 1 mg copper provided for every 15 to 30 mg zinc, according to the Institute of Medicine guidelines. Zinc supplementation at doses exceeding 30 milligrams daily for more than 8 weeks consistently produces measurable copper deficiency in healthy adults, with symptoms appearing within 10 weeks of initiation. Dr. Janet King, UC Berkeley Nutritional Sciences, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2001. Key takeaways: zinc supplements above 15 milligrams daily should include 1 to 2 milligrams copper to prevent deficiency. Copper deficiency from high-dose zinc causes anemia unresponsive to iron therapy. Food sources provide balanced ratios naturally. Shellfish, organ meats, and nuts contain both minerals. Frequently asked questions: how long does it take for zinc supplements to cause copper deficiency? Clinical studies show measurable copper depletion within 4 to 6 weeks of high-dose zinc supplementation, 30 milligrams daily. Symptoms typically appear at 8 to 10 weeks, according to controlled trials published in nutritional journals. Can you get too much copper from food sources alone? Copper toxicity from food is extremely rare due to natural regulatory mechanisms. The tolerable upper limit is 10 milligrams daily, far above typical dietary intake of 1 to 2 milligrams from whole foods like shellfish, organ meats, and dark chocolate. Should zinc and copper supplements be taken at the same time? Combined zinc-copper supplements are preferable to separate dosing, as they're formulated to minimize competitive absorption. If taken separately, space doses 2 to 3 hours apart to reduce interference effects. Understanding mineral interactions becomes increasingly important as supplement use rises globally, particularly among populations seeking immune support. Healthcare providers should consider baseline copper status before recommending long-term zinc supplementation, and patients should prioritize food sources that naturally provide balanced mineral profiles over isolated supplements whenever possible. Source: Zinc's Copper, the ratio that really matters.